everybody. It's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hi, everybody. Good to see you here with me. Glad you all could tune in. Today is going to be a very special day because I'm here with an artist with over 10,000 Instagram followers, one of the dopest people that I've so far this week, and it's one of the only few people who has genuine dreads. This is D Mario. Good to have you with us.
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, welcome. And getting sorry about the wait, but I'm so glad to have you with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to have you with us. And you got a couple dope things happening in your life, which I'm so proud of, by the way, of everything that's going on.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, you make dope shit. No kidding. Like, you make such amazing, music and also merch. So what the fans, they're meeting you right now on the podcast for the first time. So of course they don't know. But everybody should know that DeMario actually he has his own merch. So he has his own merch lines on Instagram. It's by the website gorio.com, and it's really cool merch, and it's so professional. I was almost tempted to buy one until I looked at the prices. So I was like, no, damn, like, oh hell no, I'm not gonna get that much. Like his prices are pricey, but they're so cool. So y'all need to check it out. So actually, I'm very curious to know, how did you get the merch business started?
Well, the merch business started from my background, actually, before I was in the music, or really not even before. I would say at the same time that I started getting into music as a kid, as a youngster. I also got into art as well, and I've just always been into art, and so I use the merch as an outlet to express my artistic abilities. I don't know. I just like art, and I just use merch to raise funds for the music that I want to create and the equipment that I need. And if I need to get to a show or something, funds for all that. It's just part of the business, the merch. I do it all in house. I do most of everything in house as well, though.
Oh my God, really? So you don't have to go to like a fed you don't have to go to a corporate office? Like you get to do it at home? You gotta be kidding, right?
I mean, that's kind of the way that I think that people should be set up is kind of what am I trying to say? I think people should try to do everything themselves or at least depend on themselves in that regard and know how to run each aspect of their brand and their business, right? Because that's all that I'm
Yeah.
doing in the meantime.
I mean, what you're doing makes sense. You do need money for professionally, you do need money for touring, for advertising, for quality. And I mean quality because some people make crappy pieces of art. Let's just admit that. It's
I
okay.
feel you.
It's okay.
But what you're doing, though, I love that it's towards music. I don't know if you've seen, but I've seen a lot of merch made, and people do it just for free cash, or they do it just, you know, just for fun. But you do it in a corporate, you know, a business like kind of level, which is absolutely amazing, which is incredible, and it also got me curious to know. Were you planning on making this merch? Were you planning on, you know, making, you know, this happen? Or you were just kind of, you know, a surprise and you just needed money at the time and you just made this happen?
Well, so here was my thinking with it. Initially, when I first started working on music, right? And I feel like I would guess at least that most people that end up working on music just as a profession, most of them start out, if at a young age, it's just for fun, right? And that's just kind of what you're doing. But as your wheels start turning and you just start thinking, and as you also start growing up, you start thinking, how can I turn this into something that I do for a living? Like, I don't want to go work for anyone. I'd rather just make music because I see other people doing it, right? How are they doing it? And so a lot of what I do comes from what I've found other artists that I admire to do themselves, one thing being having a lot of merch out for sale. And I get that from the standpoint of this. I don't know, I haven't been around forever, right? I haven't been around for long enough, for as long as I plan to be, right? I'm still going. So I don't know, kind of, I haven't been around for as long as I would like to be. You could say I'm getting started. I'd like to think that I'm further along, but who's to say, right? I'm kind of early in my career. So the streams aren't where I want them to be right this second. And I'm still growing, right? There's goals that I'm trying to reach. But in the meantime, how do I figure out the business aspect? Because if the streams aren't where I want them to be, and that's my main product, that's obviously going to lead to not, you know, the capital that I need in order to, you know, promote a brand and grow something. So if it's not going to come from the music from the jump, where is it going to come from? Maybe some merch. I can make more money off the merch, you know, on the business, you know, on the back end, you know, from a business standpoint, I can make more money off of merch, off of a t-shirt or, you know, any piece of clothing than I can from a song stream right this second. So that's where the idea comes from. And like, the merch, but again, that wasn't anything that was planned. That was just my wheels got turning along the way. Just starting out from fun. And even as I, you know, expand and, you know, start to grow a business from this, it's still fun to me and it's all for fun. You know, you could like it or you could not listen to it at all because you hate it. It is what it is. I'll be all right. So yeah. It's just like my wheels are just turning. You know, that was a long answer. The long answer to your question.
Hey, don't be like that. No, don't be afraid to give me a long ass answer. I don't give a fuck whether you give me a short answer like or not, because I love conversations.
Go.
That's
there you go. Awesome. I'm the same way.
Like, and you got 10,000 Instagram followers. You can do whatever the hell you want if you have over 10,000.
I mean, all right, I'll take that and run with it then.
Yeah, take it, run it, because you can do whatever you want. I mean, I let you smoke, do whatever.
There you go.
Go crazy. And I like that you're fun. And there's another thing that the fans know, that you're absolutely fun. You go crazy with memes. Are you the meme king? Like, can we start calling you that? Because literally that's all, like most of your posts you put, you have, you know, out of the 66 posts you put, a lot of them are memes. So what the hell's going on with the memes? Even the one you put an hour ago shows, you know, pole dancing and all that ass in there. And even a bunny's doing a pole dance. Like, what the hell's that?
So I don't know, if I'm being real, I do not like social media at all, but I just kind of get that it's a tool for promotion, right? So from a business standpoint, it's good to have one. So I have one. And then really the way that I look at it is, if I'm going to have an Instagram account and run that and be responsible for it, then I'm going to have some fun with it. And yeah. So one thing that I thought as I promote music through my account is, like, I'll see memes, and I'll see memes, like, as you scroll, everyone posts memes, right? Yeah. And, like, you know, when they're on mute. So mm-hmm. I'll see memes as I'm scrolling on mute, and I'm just listening to music just in general. I'll just be scrolling a newsfeed and see memes that are, like, match up to the music that I'm listening to. And that shit will make me laugh so hard. That shit will make me giggle. And so it just hit me one day. I was like, what if I just start pairing this shit up to my own music? And then just, that's what I post. And then it's just fun to me. And so that's all I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just making myself giggle.
I love it. Apparently it's working now. Apparently it's working, because I laughed my ass off yesterday looking at all those memes. It worked.
That's hilarious. Listen, one thing about that is that it's only going to work if what you're posting sync in the music too. If the music, you know, it's only going to work if the music itself is dope. And so that's my main focus. I'm not focused on social media. It's just something that I use to promote what I put a lot of time into. And that's it.
I kind of got the vibe that you don't like social media. Sometimes I meet people, like, sometimes, I don't know if you've had this experience, but sometimes I meet people and you know off the bat, like, you know about them, you know, and you know, like, a fact about them. Like, dang, I have a feeling that guy does not like, you know, candy, or that guy I know does not like rap music. I had a feeling that you did not like social media because you don't post a lot, and the times you do post, you make it about fun, and you also play about your music. So I had a feeling, you know, I had a real feeling that was the case, which I'm totally fine with, because social media is, you know, a dark place, but also can be, because you get the 50-50 thing when it comes to social media, which I know, you know, like, you get the 50-50 with social media, so.
Yeah, no, my problem with social media is this. I'll spend so much time, if I'm, like, scrolling the news feed, I'll spend so much time, you know. It's just, like, something that, like, if I get into it, I'll spend a lot of time just because they set it up to make it addicting. And it just works on someone like me. Yeah. I'm not a genius. I fall right into it. So, and if I find that when I do that, I'm like, who's working on the music then, man? Like, I got to get some music done.
Yeah.
And so I don't like to spend a lot of time on it. I try to get in there and say what I want to say and just, like, make myself laugh, and also know that I'm doing something to push the music, you know. And then once I do that, I'm out at this point. That's what I try to do.
Well, apparently, thank you for trying.
Of course.
And I kind of hate Instagram now, because I'm gonna be honest, and I'm sure fans have, but I also have been a victim of that Instagram addiction. So everybody, well, I love that too. I do the opposite. Sometimes I like memes, you know, I just look at them, just don't like. But then what I'll do is that I'll try to, because I don't like to spend time on my phone so much because of the bill and shit. Like, I would literally, like, I would set a timer, like, okay, Musical.ly, remember, you need to get off this phone in 15 minutes. And it's 15 minutes, and I'm like, oh, I can't get up. Like, I'm stuck in bed. Oh, I can't get out of bed. And there's a new song posted. I gotta go listen to it. So then an hour passes by, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? I've been here for over an hour, and I haven't got up yet. So hey, everybody has fallen into their trap. Like, literally, they've all done it.
I feel you. That's funny. I feel like we all fall victim to it, right?
Yes, we do.
Woof.
Look, I can't help it. I can't not help it. I like listening to music, and I certainly do love looking at memes. I like listening to people's music, you know. That's also how I found you. So I definitely love, I definitely just, I just like Instagram. Besides, It's the best one on Facebook and Twitter. I don't like Facebook so much because it annoys me as hell. And I don't like Twitter because I personally shit about Twitter, so I will not get into whatever that is.
I feel you. I think I only use Instagram because it has the most tools for me to like get creative with.
Yeah.
It just provides the most.
Yeah, because your Facebook, you haven't posted in like almost a year. The last post you did was like for a channel. You know, you haven't updated the bio. Like literally just
I'll be real with you. I didn't even know there was a Facebook out there for me. So thank you for letting me know that.
Oh, come on, dude. You haven't seen your Facebook?
You know what's about to happen is I got to figure out what that is, you know, but hey.
Well, I'm going to make the work easy for you.
I'm on Instagram. So if anyone's listening right now, go follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, make sure to do it. And I'm sure they will. Most people have Instagram. I mean, who the fuck uses, you know, Twitter for personal? I mean, if you use Twitter for music or for a business, that's okay. And if you use Facebook for your music, that's fine. But who really uses Twitter or uses Facebook other than like adults? Kids don't use that. Not even I do. I don't like using. Like I use Instagram just to chat with friends. Like who uses that?
I don't know. I believe you could say each platform has their own use, right? Yeah. Whatever that may be. And I don't even think that deep when it comes to mine. I just like Instagram, so that's all. All that I use. There's no science behind it, you know.
There's no science. It's like definite. Like you can't say anything now.
Yeah, I feel you.
And speaking about that, speaking about the Instagram Live, you have a major congrats in order. So I have listened to Freak, which is album, right? Just want to make sure because it just looks like a single, but album. So congratulations on Freak. I've listened to what? I've only listened to listened to about three. I have to listen to other tracks, but I've listened to like two or three. And you know, not to be biased, but they're amazing. And probably the best out of this whole entire week. Like out of the week whole, that song was one of the ones that vibes with me. Like that's the one that vibes with me.
There you go. What song was it?
It was God, I'm trying to remember what the hell it was. Starting to forget. I was just listening to it in the car. I swear I was just listening to it in the car. I was literally just listening to it on my way back from work. I was just listening to it on Spotify. I was just there.
That's my favorite one too, actually. That's my favorite too.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, got it. Must Be T-Nai and Go Rio.
Hey. Those are the ones you like?
I love them. The only reason why I didn't is because what Spotify did is that they automatically shuffled the album, so I couldn't even listen to it like in full. I don't know why did that. Either that's a glitch or something. Like I don't know.
No, that's one thing that they do, I'm pretty sure. Or I don't know. There's something that came out. I'm not a genius, right? So this is just what I heard without doing any looking into it. There's something about Adele's album, right, that came out recently. Mm-hmm. And she changed the way that Spotify did it for premium accounts. So I guess if you have a premium account, you can listen to albums straight through, not on shuffle. But if not, then like the default is like you find a new artist or something, you got to listen to all their shit on shuffle, I'm pretty sure. So that's probably what happened to you. But I mean, I fuck with those songs too. It's good that you like those.
I mean, they vibe with me pretty well, so they work for me.
That's dope.
But hey, congrats on you know, free. That's the latest project that you did, which congrats. So
thank you.
Freak looks, you know, first of all, when I heard the word freak, I was like, oh, I don't know about this album. It just kind of like tipped me for a bit. And God, I don't know. You know, I was kind of edgy about it because I had freak in it. So how did this album come to be?
So, freak. Well, I mean, what I like to do with my music is have fun with it, right? I like to have fun. A lot of the music that I like to listen to when I'm not working on music, it comes from before now, you know, the 90s, the 80s, down, you know, to the 60s and the 50s, you know, that far. I try to listen to everything. So when I'm working on music, I don't know. I guess I'm just going for what my favorite music is, which is that older style. But a lot of the older style, what they talk about is either partying, like having fun, or like fucking. So with that in mind, I'm like, man, each song that I do you should be able to do either two, you know? So that's where the idea of freak came from. And the word freak, I settled on that because the brand, like when you buy my merch on the inside of the t-shirt, the tag is DeMario Music. And that's like that's kind of like the brand that I'm running right now, right? And so with that in mind, the word freak is when you're working on music, each track has like a certain frequency, like an audio file or something, like an audio track, it's got a frequency to it, right? And so that's like a music vocabulary word if you're thinking if this is a music brand. And so I'm like, frequency, if you shorten that, it's like freak. And then when I thought of that, I'm like, oh shit. And then the idea started just going from there. And then it just turned into a whole album called Freak. But the original thought was the word frequency, and I just cut it in half, and then just it seemed like a dope idea.
apparently it is, and I love the word free because firstly, that's the word they used to call me when I was five. That was the word that little children learned to say before they learned to curse. So
there you go.
Everybody should know that was before you say shit, they used to say freak. The little fifth graders with their gummy bears or whatever shit, they used to say that. Everybody should know. And I learned this because I was once a fifth grader and I could not curse at the time because my mother would kill me. So so if I could roast at somebody, I would have to call them a freak, which now I can curse and also say freak. So
that's what's up.
Yeah. But the album is still fantastic. And there's something that I did not know. You actually had an album. You actually had one before. You had a debut album called Channel. So I'm not gonna dive into that because that was like 2 years ago. And we're not gonna talk about the past. Unless you want to, but
I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. It's dope. But whatever you were going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to just go with this. I'm going to just go with the flow and everything. The album, Channel. Now, apparently, you know that it's completely different than Freak. So, at least that's what I'm seeing. So how does the two albums like compare? Like how does the two albums compare?
Well, so I don't know that they're completely different. What I would say is Channel was that it was just that. It was a debut project. The way that I would look at it from like a marketing standpoint would be like, it's kind of like you, when you throw your reel or you cast your reel out there, right, into the water, and you just get out there and you see what's up. That's what channel was. And then once you see what's up, you take what you learn and then you go back to work. And then that's what freak is. So, I mean, if it sounds completely different, I hope it sounds like, I hope it sounds better. But I mean, I still stand behind channel. If you go listen to channel, I mean, I think that shit is still dope. I listen to it and jam. So I still stand by it, but I fuck with freak too. I mean, I don't disagree with you by any means.
And I regret now saying different. I probably shouldn't have said different.
No. Different, whatever you want, you got your own opinion. I'm not even saying I disagree with you. I would say I agree with you. I just don't think much about that. And so this is me spur of the moment thinking of it, you know. That's all. Don't think you offended me.
Well, you're too cool to be offended. You're too cool for hatred. It's like, hey, that's cool overrated. Yourself. I'm in the future now.
I can only be cool if you're cool.
Yeah. Although that could be the weed or, you know, that could be the vapes talking. Who knows? I guess we'll never know.
It could be anything. You don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And now, like, now I'm actually, you know, hyper. Not because I smoke. I never smoked in my life. But I'm also hyper because of another thing I found. Your favorite song, it has to be Teen Night. So can you confirm that Teen Night is your favorite song? Because you used it in your meme. So is Teen Night, like, your favorite song or the one that vibes the best?
That's just what I like right now. I mean, the way that I do social media is whatever song that I like at the moment, I push it. But I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I like them all. I feel like I spent a lot of time on all of them. So being the person that made them, I like them all, man. But I feel, I don't know, man. I don't even know how to explain why I'm pushing that right now. I do like that right now, but I do like them all kind of the same. Tonight is a jam, though.
Oh. All right. I can live with that. I just thought it was your favorite because you used it in the meme a lot, which I totally am fine with just
that. Hey, man, that might change next week. You don't know.
It could. But
I might change it next week.
I really like favorites, so... I definitely like I know now that you probably don't have one. You probably don't have one, but I don't know. You've been smoking a lot, so I could be wrong. Who knows? Who knows? I could be wrong. And God. And I had future nostalgia at the moment. I just had nostalgia because actually everybody should know how I met you was through Instagram, which you know very well. It's called goodvibes_mi. I don't know if you know them, which they do know you. Do you like that Instagram? Yeah. What happened? And I saw that interview you did, that spotlight. I was like, damn, that guy looks amazing. And then it's like, God, he looks like Bob Marley. I gotta get him on here. He looks like Bob Marley, or he looks like an off-brand version of Bob Marley. I don't know, I could be wrong, or I don't know, maybe Chronix, or you look like a reggae artist. So I was like, okay, let's try this out and see. And I was clearly wrong. You are not reggae, but hey, I was close. Maybe.
I mean, I can only imagine that, or yeah, I can only guess that you're saying that because my hair.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Look. Just dreadlocks. That's all it is.
Absolutely. And actually, speaking about, you know, that Instagram. So what's y'all's history? Because the post said that you guys go way back. So what's So what has been y'all's history and what's your relationship now?
So I knew the person that runs that whole, organization. I knew James through music, actually. He used to work on music, and I just knew him that way. And we did, back in the day when we were kind of like both getting started, we just kicked it and worked on music every once in a while. We had a couple of songs, but that's the way I knew him. And then in the meantime, he's got this whole Good Vibes brand going, and yeah, he's killing it right now. Shout out to James.
Oh, I'm so glad I worked out for y'all. And hey, maybe it was even destiny for you guys to meet. And y'all still talk nowadays, or is it too busy to talk to you?
Yeah, I mean, we keep in touch. We keep in touch. We both obviously are. We have our own shit going on. Working, but I mean, we keep in touch. That's my man's.
Oh, I'm glad y'all keep in touch. I thought you guys went on for like months because you didn't have time. I could be wrong though. Well, I guess we'll never know, right?
Man, what's up?
Hey, props to James and props to Good Vibes _ MI. I do follow them. I love what you guys are doing. And if I meet you at a show one day, I would love to come on. Just, that's such a nice shout out.
Yeah, man. Shout out James and Good Vibes.
I love Good Vibes. Get it? Good Vibes. Actual Good Vibes. It's a nice pun too. I like it.
I feel you right there.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what it's about, Good Vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. If only people spread more good vibes, then the world would be a better place. I don't know. Like, it's just for me, I just wish that if there was, if there was like more good vibes in the world, I mean, there'd be a better place. I mean, I don't know. Do you agree, or you got a different viewpoint about it?
Yeah, I agree. If everyone just chilled out and had better vibes, be a better place. That's probably what music does. That's one of the things that I like about music, actually, is because it does have the ability to control the vibe in the room. And so if you're making something that's people can have fun to, but if there's a room full of those people that are having fun, what they're not doing is bad shit. I don't know. It's one thing music does. I like that about music.
Thanks for being brutally honest. Now I could jot down my notebook that you were too honest.
That's not too honest, man.
I'm just playing with you.
No, I feel you. No, it's all good. I know you're just playing. So am I.
A little too much. I can already smell the smoke, and I'm not even over there.
Oh, it's all good.
But hey, God, my brain just went on a blank. Sorry. I was also looking at one of your highlights, and I feel so bad. Even your Bitmoji looks so accurate. God, do you like using Bitmoji?
I do like using that on Instagram. That's one of the things I like about it, is I can get creative with it. Yeah.
And it's so accurate. I don't know. Bitmoji has like the perfect camera because it captured you instantly and it looks just like you.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I use that a lot to market merch. Just coming up with little ads on the fly. That's funny. Yeah, that's cool that Instagram lets me do that.
I'm glad that it even exists. Thank God. Thank God that it's hard. Oh my God. God, now I want this merch even more. I looked at the shirts and the hoodies. I mean, not hoodies. I meant the shirts and sweaters, and they look so damn good. And the hoodies look good. Ugh, I'm so jealous. I need one of these. Whenever I get, you know, more cash, we'll try and buy one of these. They look so good.
Tell me where to send one, bro. I'll send one out your way.
Really? Actually, crazy. People are starting to do that. If if they have merch, I'll drop in and say, oh damn, I want that merch, and they'll say what you just said, like, hey, where are you located? I'll drop one your way. And I'm like, damn, like, wow.
Yeah, man, it's cool. You just gotta go wear it, that's all.
I will.
Don't put that shit in a closet. I'm sending it to you. So you gotta rock that.
Hell no, no.
It's for me to you. And I'm not saying I think you would put it in a closet. I'm just giving you shit, that's all.
Oh, heck no. Why would I put that in a closet? That's almost like putting, you know, your favorite vape or your favorite phone into, you know, a garbage can, or just put it inside a cabinet drawer. I mean, that can't work. That's not how life works. You can't just waste though.
It's really not that deep, man. But it's okay, man. I'll send one your way though. Just let me know where to send it, and I got you.
Absolutely.
Let me know your size too. You know the drill.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I already put on my Instagram. I already put Instagram, the anchor site. And if you thought Good Vibes was good, you'll be everywhere. But by this release, I don't know if you know, but you'll be everywhere.
There you go.
Just want everybody to know is that our podcast months ago got put to Amazon. Amazon sent me confirmation and said, congrats, we have put your show on that iHeartRadio. So anybody that's going to be here or is, just be prepared and you will be everywhere. And by everywhere, I mean very much everywhere. I mean, the next step will be a bulletin board. I will put the show and I will feature your interview on a bulletin board. That will be next.
There you go. Bulletin board. Nice.
That'll be next. And since you have such a perfect face, you'll fit right in. You'll fit just like Kim Kardashian. You'll fit right in. And you'll fit the perfect, perfect shape. Well, I don't know. Oh, God, I'm still listening to, I'm sorry, your song kept playing on Spotify and I forgot to turn it off on my phone. Luckily, I have my earbuds in on my phone, but I forgot to turn it off. That is my bad. Like, I don't know if you heard it, but it was literally playing the song Freak, and God, I feel embarrassed. Like,
no, I didn't hear it at all.
Thank Lord. But that was crazy. Why the hell would I put it? Why the hell would I leave it? Like, now I feel terrible. Now I feel like really bad. Like, stop playing. Now I feel like terrible. I'm sorry. That's my bad. And actually, I'm curious to know. I'm very curious to know. Because your merch is different, you know, has like yellow, purple. Are those like your colors? Does that represent, you know, a university you went to, or you just like those colors?
That's just marketing behind each album that merch is for. That's all it is. Some of the merch is for the album for Channel, and some of the merch is for the album Freak. It's just marketing behind it, each album.
Ah, so it's just based on the album.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm gonna take the word for it. Okay.
Yeah.
God, shit. And what you're doing, which the fans, I don't know if they know, I don't know if the audience knows, but the money that he uses for the merch goes straight to his music career. So the money that is used in merch goes to his music career. So congrats on investing in your career. Have you use that money? Like, what do you plan to use that money, you know, any specific way, you know, touring, you know, more t-shirts? I mean, any plans with that, or are you just going to go with the flow?
Well, I feel like any business, that money's for whatever you need to keep the business going and to grow the business. That's all it is. The merch is like any other musician that has merch out there or that does shows and gets paid for it. The money goes right back into the business. I feel like that same idea applies to any other business. If you sell cell phones, the money you make off the cell phones, you got to put that back into the business. You got to buy more cell phones so that you can keep selling them. So, you know, it's just like that.
Oh, okay. You got to keep it real around here?
Yeah. There's nothing, I mean, to me, there's nothing special. I feel like what I'm doing is a standard that any musician who, you know, is running a business with their music should do. They should sell merch. They should go do shows. They should promote themselves. They should invest into the business, raise money, and then invest that money back into the business, and then grow that way. That's the way any business grows, though. That's why it's called the music business, you know?
100%. And I love that process, because the money goes into the business and then you're getting that money back. So it's almost like you're giving money to use it for all the necessities, and you're going to get that money right back.
Boom. There you go. There
100%.
It is. That's the blueprint. It's not a secret.
It's really not. Oh my God, guys. He has a mug called Love. Oh God, I just figured out Valentine's Day. Yep, I just figured out Valentine's Day. I just figured out what I'm going to get my friends for Valentine's Day. I'm going to get the mug, and maybe I'll get them that says Love. I just keep... Now I got to come with something else, because guys, the mug literally says Love by it. Oh, isn't that cute? And look... He even makes kid ones. My cousin could wear this. Aw, he'll look so cool. And he loves, you know, rap. He loves Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, so he'll love these.
There you go.
He'll love these. Aw. Okay, I gotta do Christmas shopping. Be back in an hour.
And everyone out there, that's go-rio.com. go-rio.com.
He even does hats. What? Did I just strike genius or what? He even does hats, for Pete's sake. And it's a winter hat. Well, one of them is a winter hat anyway. That is amazing.
Go crazy.
Man, if I could, I would give you a giant squeeze. I'm gonna give a virtual one though. I'm just gonna give a nice virtual one. Just over here, just give a giant virtual one. Thank Lord, look at all that. Thank Lord God. Sorry, and I'm gonna talk about merch, but I'm going to stop. I need to stop. I'm going to stop before things get too far. God, sorry. I'm drawing a blank at the moment, but and Freak is still playing. Dude, stop. Sorry, my roommate keeps playing the song. Stop and put it away. I don't know. Your song's just going everywhere. And now I hate you because you put the song everywhere too much. I hate you. Like, I don't know, like now I hate you. Now I hate you for doing that. How dare you? God. So, and this pole dancing is really making me hilarious too. I love it. It's really getting to me now. It almost feels like a music video, but I love it.
Oh, you're talking about my Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's the one you're most active on anyway, so. Oh, yeah. And actually, I'm very curious. Actually, another thing I found was your signature. You put the signature on all your singles and covers. You put the whole entire signature.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that just because that's just the way that I put my name on the album. I just sign it in the way that you would sign some artwork. That's all that is. Yeah, that's all I do, because I don't like to put any other text on the cover. I think it's cool to, I think the coolest albums to me have like artwork that's cool artwork versus it trying to give you a picture of who made it and what their name is exactly and what the album's called. Like, if it's that dope and you hear the music, you'll figure out what it's called and who made it. You'll figure that all that out. So I think it's cool just to like approach the cover and all of the branding like from an artistic standpoint and then just sign it like an artist.
100%. I wish more people did that. I wish more people actually signed. Remember, if you type the name on the album, it's not genuine, or at least, you know, some aren't. You're supposed to sign it, or at least put something that's in your handwriting. It's supposed to look genuine, go. Not crappy.
Right.
I mean, if you're typing it, you look like shit right about now.
That's not what we're going for. If that's not what you do and you do your work different, I mean, everyone's got their own approach, you know. It's all good. There's no wrong way to do it.
Yeah, you have a point. A really good point. Damn it. Oh god. Oh my god, you have cassette tapes. When are you going to get the cassette tapes, by the way? Because I'm seeing, like, I saw side A and side B, so you must have cassette tapes or, like, CDs somewhere. Oh. Where do you get those done?
So, right now, I don't have cassette tapes. Listen, one thing about my Instagram page is I just have fun with it. And so that artwork where it says cassette tape and side A, that's just because all my music, I approach it as if, like, I can put it on vinyl because that's the way that, you know, music originally should, you know, that's the way it was. And so I kind of make my music kind of sound like that and approach it that way. And so with my artwork, I do the same thing and I make my track list like it, as if it was a vinyl track list. That's something that I'm kind of into is vinyl. And so like one thing is I like have different vinyls that I look at the artwork and listen to the vinyl and things like that. I'll take note of cool details that I like about vinyl, right? Or about the artwork, I mean. And then that's one thing that I've seen from like some of my favorite albums is on the track list, they'll be like, oh, song cassette, or they'll have like a special thank you note or something like that. And I just kind of put that into my own artwork to have fun. That's all that is. So if you're looking for it on cassette, I'm sorry, but you're wasting your time right now. But but maybe I can get some made and distributed. We'll figure that one out, but right now it's not out there. that was just an inside people, joke for me.
How dare you lie to everybody.
That was just an inside joke from me, but I mean, now anyone listening, now you know it too, so it's for you too.
You dirty piece of shit, how dare you. Okay, I hate you right now. You hurt my feelings and you lied. Nothing hurts more than a broken heart.
Well, the merch is real, so that's out there. And then the music is real too.
So, yeah, at least those are real. Good. Unlike people who lied, at least that's real. At least you were kind enough to keep that real.
That's facts.
But you lied. You lied on that piece of shit. How dare you? You You hurt the feelings. But I'll get over it. I will get over it.
I believe you will too. I believe you learn to appreciate where that comes from. It's just music history thing. That's one of the things they used to incorporate in our work back in the day. It's also on cassette. And so I was like, oh, that's a dope feature or a dope detail. That's all that was.
Yeah. And I'm sure everybody's waiting to, you know, get the news. But what is happening in that studio? Is there anything coming soon that we can look forward to? What is coming from you?
Well, listen, I'm always working on new stuff, more music, you could say. I'm always working on music, so I'm sure I have something that I will drop this year. That's all I can say. But yeah, I'm always working on new music. I feel that all musicians are, right? You'll see. Just stay tuned. It's all good.
Oh, come on. Can you just tell us the next album or something? Come on, just give us one little bit of teaser.
Please. Nah.
Come on.
Okay. Next question. No, I'm just...
Okay. Fine. I guess I'll have to wait. It's gonna be so long from now. Ugh, I don't wait. I'm sick of waiting and I want it now. Okay.
Freak is out now on all platforms. Wherever you listen to music, it's out there. Just go find it. Freak DeMario.
All right. Let's keep, we'll keep it like that. We'll just focus on Freak. We won't worry about that. Oh. But you owe us all. You owe us all. God. And I can tell from your presence and from the writing that it's completely different from others. So is there like a type of way that you do production? There's a type of way that you write lyrics? Or you just kind of, you know, just do whatever, you know, comes to mind when it comes to making songs?
Well, that's a good question. There's processes. There's different ways you could approach it, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I'll sit down and have no idea in mind when I start working on some music, and I'll just see what I come up with. And sometimes I come up with nothing, but sometimes I come up with something that I end up using, you know, and putting out for everyone. Other times, if I have an idea before I start working on some music, I'll, you know, you could always go into it with some ideas, but I don't know. I guess it just, whatever you're feeling, there's different processes, but most times I don't really have any ideas. I just kind of sit down and wing it. But in the meantime, what I do is I make sure that I listen to all music and that I know kind of from a history lesson standpoint, I know the craft, you know, so that when I sit down and I work without any ideas in mind, I at least have like a backbone in music, you know, and each genre and what, you know, what instrument or what sound makes up each genre and how to work within each genre so that I can kind of sit down with no ideas and do what I want to do. I feel like that's something that takes practice to do, but once you get how to do it, you can just be free with it in that standpoint.
So your process is freer more than just having like a plan every time.
More times than not, yeah. But again, there's different ways you could approach it. Some people go into it with everything already pre-planned when they sit down to work on the music. they may have spent time already writing and figuring out what they want to do, or even have the concept in mind as far as what they want to write about or work on for a beat or something, you know? There's just different ways to do it. There's no handbook on it, right? So you just kind of got to figure it out.
100%, 100%. I cannot agree more.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you do. You can't be a real musician if you can't be on the fly.
That's true. That's anything creative.
Yeah. You wouldn't even be human if you couldn't allow yourself to free, you know, free yourself. You can't plan for everything. Even if you try, you can never do it. You can't. God. And thank you for sharing your thought process. I'm glad you do it free. Like, and question, the dreads, are they natural or are they extensions?
My hair is natural. It's my hair. They're not extensions.
So you have to, what? How'd you do them all, the dreads? You have so many dreads. Like, how'd you do it? How'd you pull that off with a lot of hair and a lot of dreads?
Naturally. my hair naturally dreaded. We gotta have a better topic than my hair, right?
No, you're right. But I just wanted to start in, because sometimes out of nowhere people just have
just no, my hair is real though. Yeah, my hair is real.
Thank the Lord. I'm glad. And I don't know, I've met people who fake it to make it. So I just want to make sure that you're really, you know, you really are that person. Which thankfully you are. So thankfully.
I don't understand the people that have time though, like for something like that. I don't have time for that. That's why my hair is dreaded. It's because I don't have to do anything to it. It's called natural for it, because it naturally happens, right? I work. That's all that I do is I work. So my hair dreads in the meantime. That's all it is.
That's amazing. That's really dope, dude. And I'm so happy that, you know, you keep things natural. If only people did that more, you know, we wouldn't have as much fakers as now.
That's deep.
Thank you. I've been known to have deep deepness. Even if it has been a little too deep, I've been known. But gotta say, one of the most fun things of this evening. It was so worth the wait, wasn't it? It was so worth the wait.
I appreciate you having me on here for sure.
Of course.
Yeah. It wasn't even a thought. I had to do it. So again, thank you for having me on for sure.
Yeah, of course. And congrats on everything going on. And I cannot wait to see what the future holds for you. And, you know, along with the album, do you have any other goals in mind for this year going on? Or, you know, you're just kind of taking it one step at a time?
Goals are more music, more merch, and more content, just in general, right? So just do that, and that's the recipe. That should be any artist, though, that's out there working. Just make sure your music is on point, and from there, just go market it somehow. You know, my way is merch, yours could be another way.
100% agree with you, 100%. Thank you. And thanks for the deepness. That one hit hard. I don't know about anyone else, but that one hit hard.
That's dope.
Yes, sir.
But and again, I want to push. Go out there and Freak is out there wherever you listen to music. Just go type my name in, DeMario go search for Freak. It's my latest project. And then go buy the merch. It's go-rio.com.
Thank you, thank you. We'll be sure. And if you don't, I'll come crawling up and I'll almost kill you to death until you do it.
Have some Musically out there.
Yeah.
We'll figure this one out. We'll figure this one out together, all right?
Yeah, 100%. And I was just getting going. But hey, like you said, y'all make sure to check out Freak, now released on all platforms, DeMario. And make sure you check out his incredible merch at go-rio.com. And it's around $30, so make sure you have $100 aside if you want to get some more merch. Thank you again for coming by and doing this. It was such an honor to meet you. You're such a dope person. And keep doing what you're doing. It's working, it's lovely, and it's wonderful.
I appreciate you. Likewise, you're dope yourself. Thank you again for having me on.
Of course. And ow, I bit my tongue. Ow, the second time. Not ow, the second time. I'm going to get a Coke after. Anyway, y'all make sure to check out the music and lots more down below links provided for you. Make sure to support the musician, what he's doing, you know, give him the support he deserves. Literally. I'm fucking serious. Do it. And losers. Anyway, I hope you all have a great rest of your evening and stay tuned for what to come from DeMario. I'm still trying to get used to that. And I will see you all the next time. I hope you all have enjoyed the night. Keep on smooth musician. Don't do anything stupid. Love you. Peace out.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Can meet the law. After this shot, I need to go. I can't remember where to find, where in the hell I left my mind. One time.
Do it for the girls in the skin tight jeans, dark hair blonde in the back, you a freak. Do it for the girl with the gold in the teeth. Do it for the love of the, it's for the freaks. Do it cause you grown, you should get like me. Do it for the bad girls, do it for the freaks. Do it for the girl with the gold in the teeth. Do it for the love of the, it's for the freaks, it's for the freaks.
I think my parking meter low. After this shot I need to go. I can't remember where to find, where in the hell I left my mind. One time.
Do it for the girls in the skin tight jeans, dark hair blonde in the back, you a freak. Do it for the girl with the gold in the teeth. Do it for the love of the, it's for the freaks. Do it cause you grown, you should get like me. Do it for the bad girls, do it for the freaks. Do it for the girl with the gold in the teeth. Do it for the love of the, it's for the freaks, it's for the freaks.
But